For years, Florida's Advanced Registered Nurse Practitioners, or ARNPs, have tried to convince lawmakers to let them set up offices independent of physicians. Doctors' groups have largely opposed the move, but a lawmaker who's also an emergency medicine physician isn't giving up. Avon Park Republican Representative and Dr. Carrie Pigman has been working on this proposal since 2014, the entire time he's been in the legislature.
This is the 18th time I presented this bill or related bills to this topic.
Pigman told the House Health Quality Subcommittee his experience as a doctor in a rural area is driving this effort.
Florida, like much of the country, has a shortage of health care providers. And as of the start of this year, we still had 279 primary health care professional shortage areas. Those are geographic areas in the state of Florida that are underserved.
Pigman says the legislature is already trying to fix the problem by helping fund graduate medical education, like residencies. The state also offers debt forgiveness programs for medical professionals who move to underserved areas.
This effort to allow certain professionals to practice to the full extent of their training and education is one more effort which may help.
Pigman's bill provides a pathway to enable ARNPs to have their own independent practice. May Kung spoke in favor of the bill on behalf of the Florida Nurses Association. She's been a family nurse practitioner for more than three decades.
It is sad to say that in order for me to practice and take care of patients, I have to have a supervising physician. This physician can be a newly licensed physician or a dentist.
Kung has a Doctor of Nursing practice degree and teaches at Florida State University, but she can't write a prescription or offer any real help to a clinical patient without a supervising doctor on site.
Over 50 years of research data have demonstrated that APRNs provide safe, high-quality, cost-effective care. Patients treated by APRNs have comparable health outcomes compared with patients treated by physicians.
A legislative staff analysis found studies backing up those claims. The National Governors Association is one group that reviewed various studies which found treatment by an ARNP is just as safe as treatment by a physician. Jacksonville attorney Chris Newland spoke against the bill on behalf of the Florida chapter of the American College of Physicians.
The patient expects and deserves that there will be a physician at least as part of their healthcare team. As a result of this bill were to be enacted, you would allow for the exclusion of the physician from that healthcare team.
I remain convinced and humbled that the practice of medicine, both diagnostically and treatment-wise, requires an incredible skill set.
Dr. Mark Daubertine has been in practice in Florida since 1992. He testified against the bill on behalf of the Florida Osteopathic Medical Association.
And what is in the best interest of the patient is to ensure that a physician remains the leader of the healthcare team.
Weston Democratic Representative Richard Stark says he's worried about more people with less training treating patients, thereby lowering the overall quality of healthcare.
It looks like this bill is probably going to pass the committee. I'm going to have to be, as I said to a few of my colleagues, the dinosaur on this. But I just can't vote for a bill that's going to take away the doctors being in control.
Stark was the only lawmaker on the panel who voted no. Before the vote, Titusville Republican Representative Renee Placencia said Florida is behind most states on this issue.
Representative Stark made a great point, not so much that he's a dinosaur, but that we in the state of Florida are the essential dinosaurs, because 30 states in our country currently have independent practice or some form of it.
The bill easily passed the committee. It's considered a priority bill of House Speaker Jose Oliva. No similar proposals have been filed in the Senate, and that chamber has historically opposed these changes. I'm Gina Jordan.